Speaking of throat punching.
Hold on, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Is this the sounder for me? Should I do the sounder?
Which one? The grievances?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, it's kind of a grievance if you're a gym person.
Okay. Just,
yes, because I wanted to throat punch somebody. Sure, go for it.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I think I've talked about this before, but you work out.
Yeah.
Okay. There is a guy in the gym. Okay. And it is specific.
Oh, is he a screamer?
Dude. Nope.
Okay.
I got one of those too. I know who that is. But
freaking hate that.
That I can, whatever. You're at a commercial gym. Equipment's a lot, but when something breaks, it takes a long time to fix.
Yeah.
So I'm talking genuinely want to throat punch you. If you have the cable weights.
Oh, and you and drop them?
Slam them down.
Yes.
Okay, so there is this one dude. He walks around in too tight of a shirt. No, don't get me wrong. He is muscular. I got to give him that, right? He's got that Y shape really well, right? Mm-hmm. He's a very defined guy. Looks good. But I'm like, bro, slam the weights again, and I'm going to drop a 50-pound weight on your face. Like, it drives. And I get to the point where I turn around, and I start swearing out loud, but he's wearing headphones. But everybody else can hear me, and I'm hoping one day he's not. Because that's how stuff breaks. Is he? And the thing is, this is the best part. It's not even heavy weight.
It's like 50 pounds. So drops it.
Yeah, it's him. And then there's this kid.
Who emulates him?
Bro, he's like a, he's just this little, he's got to be like 15, right? Nerdy white kid with glasses, right? Just this, nobody would expect it. But I appreciate him being there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he puts way too heavy a weight on these tricep extensions. And then at the last one, he struggles, gets it almost, and then lets go and wha-bam. And I'm about to come out of my, dude, I'm, anywhere I'm at and I hear it, I turn. I'm just like, dude, somebody. And what pisses me off is the people at EOS don't say anything.
Dude,
it's like you're making me want to go be confrontational with somebody.
The thing that drives me nuts about that is this is something that I genuinely don't understand why people don't have any kind of wherewithal. This is community property that we are all using. Oh. And I'm just going to treat it like nobody cares or that like it's my personal stuff. And that there's unlimited amounts of money to fix it. Or that it's just crazy to me how selfish someone could be like that. It's like, dude, it's not hard to not do that.
If it, and the thing is, if you're doing that, you have too much weight on. Like, here's the thing.
This, yes, like, that this is 100% true. If you can't put it back.
Control.
Then you are doing too much.
And you see it happening. You're like, okay, look, dude. Like, this kid, for instance, right? Like, he's doing tricep extensions with maybe what I would do it with, right? And he is, again, 15, not... And I'm like, dude, you're not getting anything out of this. Like, you're ego lifting.
Yeah, that's somebody who has no idea how to lift.
Right, and I want to walk up and be like, hey, listen, buddy. Like, do you realize that I am 4 times your size and I barely do what you're doing? Because it's not about heaviness. It's not... You're trying to do time under tension. You're trying to do control. You can learn a lot by just sitting and asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, you walk around... And you try to be like this kid. Literally, he's probably 5'4". And he's just, I'm like, dude. But I'm like, am I wrong to walk up and say something to the kid? Because I always want to be like helpful. But at the same time, the people of these generations, they get all butt hurt. Like they take it offensive. Like this dude dropping weight, it's only a matter of time, dude. Like I'm going to walk up and be like, hey, do you need a spot? Because apparently it's too heavy for you on those last few reps. So I can help you if you want me to hold your freaking weight for you when you drop it. You know, but... I guess if it was heavyweight, I probably wouldn't matter. Like if you're benching 405 or I'm trying to think of like, I don't know, and you slam it back.
I feel differently. Cool. I feel differently about free weights. So I feel very differently about free weights.
It's a little different, right? Or dumbbells. Like if you're bench pressing like 150 pound dumbbells and you drop them because that's where people, you know, they get hurt is when they slowly trying to do. Totally get it. Power cleaning, right? Same thing where you got to drop the weight. That's what rubber plates are for. People will get mad at you if they don't know what you're doing. Why do I got to slam the weights? They're not. That is where people get hurt is when you put it down. It's not when you're picking it up usually. So, man, you talk about a grievance though, dude. I'm telling you, if I didn't have the job I have, oh, buddy, I
feel like though, for me, I feel like you are specific, like specially positioned. I don't know about the other guy, the Y-shaped guy, but the young kid, you are the one that, hey, listen, because if you walked up to him and was like, hey, you know what? I don't know if you know this or not. I'm not trying to like overstep my boundaries here, but I want to help you a little bit. Looks like, you know, and he could probably look at you like, well, yeah, this guy probably knows what he's talking about because he's a large individual who clearly works out, who's clearly worked out to get to this point. you probably say, oh, that's the best way of doing it. Because if you're saying he's a young kid, he doesn't know.
He is. And that's where you're kind of like, I think he's just kind of doing whatever. And I feel like he does want to know. But I'm not trying to be offensive in any way, because I'm not trying to insult his intelligence, but you don't know what you don't know.
I will tell you this right now. He doesn't know, dude.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't know. Because also think about yourself. Think about back to when you were, we'll say, 18 in high school. The idea that reps mattered more than weight would have never crossed your mind. Back to, I just don't know how much can I do.
People don't ask you how many times you do it. They ask how much you do.
Exactly. Yeah. So that concept wouldn't even, it's just not even a part of your brain. And if this kid's not 30, he doesn't know.
No, he's
and I'm only saying that because like when I was 30 is when it finally started to click. I'm like, oh, okay.
If he has a driver's license, I would be surprised. Just because he looks really young. Like he could be one of those late bloomer kids, like boys that's just trying, but he just looks young. I mean, at most I would say 15, but it's like he just did it to me the other day.
Dude, you need to tell him. The other guy though, the other guy just sucks.
Yeah, the other guy's he is, like I said, from the waist up, he looks like the WB Frog. He clearly skips leg day, right?
But WB Frog? Yeah. Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that guy. So, Animaniacs, dude. Yeah. Oh,
he looks like him. But I'm like, and again, awesome. It's just everything he does with the cables is a slammed weight thing.
That's so irritating.
It's like whether it's chest flies, whether it's the lat pull down, whether it's the rows.
I don't see any need. If you're on a machine that's a cabled machine, there is no need for you to ever slam anything.
No.
Just there's no possible reason for you to slam anything.
No. Like, because you go slow and controlled for 9 of the 10 reps, and on the 10th rep, you just
lose it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, gosh. Dude, that makes me so mad.
Okay, yeah. I don't have any grievances to air. I'm already still pissed about the freaking Coyotes. And it's... Yeah, I'm still pissed about that. In fact, you know what? Hey.
Oh, I have the names.
Oh, okay, ChatGPT. Hang on one second. Hang on one second. Okay, so I actually was listening to ESPN Daily with Clinton Yates. It's their morning podcast. They release every single morning. It's like usually about 30 minutes long. I like it. And they had a lady on there. Her name was Emily Kaplan. And they were discussing things. And I actually pulled the clip, and I want to play it.
I find it very odd that a team would announce it's moving in the middle of a season and basically just tell a bunch of guys in a locker room. How does that happen with the NHL and a franchise like the Coyotes, who have just seemed to be all over the place for the last 5 years?
5 years, Clinton. This has been like a decades-long saga. Finally, the NHL has come to a solution with the Arizona Coyotes. They haven't been able to find a permanent home, and they are facilitating a sale to Ryan and Ashley Smith, the owners of the Utah Jazz, and the Salt Lake City market should have a team starting next season, which is just crazy to say out loud, but it's happening.
This is also a situation that provides one of those fantastic, your team name has no business regarding where you actually are, such as the Los Angeles Lakers, that come to mind. Are they going to be the Utah Coyotes?
No, they are not. This is going to be a really complicated deal. And actually, the former owner of the Coyotes is going to maintain a lot of the intellectual property with hopes of bringing the NHL back to Arizona eventually. So this truly is the saga that doesn't end. But Ryan Smith took to X. He was soliciting fans for some suggestions. So we'll see what they end up naming the name. I'm sure you have an opinion. I'd love to hear it.
The intellectual property of the Coyotes just on its own is a hilarious concept.
So the reason why I think it's a hilarious concept is because the Coyotes are a freaking joke of a franchise. I played that for a couple of reasons. Not just to bolster my positioning in the voting while somebody at ESPN. Which
Carl has no shot at this point. Like I don't think he's gotten one vote than his own. His wife voted for me.
Even his own wife didn't vote for him.
Yeah, your wife at least voted for you.
Yeah, and she even said that, you know what? I probably sided more with Jason's, but I voted for Eric because he's my husband.
It's fine.
Actually, it was Zach. It was Zach. But it was funny because when I actually talked to my wife about it, and I talked to a couple other people that didn't exactly totally understand the concept. And it's because if you didn't listen, you didn't get it. And they're like, well, these teams aren't bad. I'm like, that's the point. Carl's teams are good teams. Yeah. Those are good teams. Yeah. But anyway, I wasn't trying to get sidetracked on that. Although, thank you, for Clinton Yates, for backing my position that name's a bad name for the market. It was about the Coyotes and how they're just it's such a stupid story. If someday when they write this book about the Coyotes, it is not going to be that Arizona failed the franchise. It's going to be that there wasn't ever a single owner that had any clue of how to make it work here. And, you know, good for them that they're going to Utah, because that guy's got money. He's got billions of dollars, and he obviously wants to build a solid sporting market in Salt Lake. I mean, dude, this is the same guy. This same guy right here is, did you hear, by the way, Kevin Young is the new head coach at BYU. Mm. He was the highest paid assistant coach in the NBA, and he was a Suns assistant coach, okay? And it was widely rumored that he was going to be the head coach before Frank Vogel got the job this past year, okay? But they paid him a crap ton of money to keep him on staff because they didn't want him going somewhere else. Well, now he's the BYU head coach, and guess who's paying the majority of his salary?
That guy.
That guy, right? Ryan Smith up in BYU. Mm. He wants to make a big sporting, you know, market up there, and, you know, good on him. But, okay, a couple of names. I heard two names that were supposed to be suggested, by the way, before you tell us what ChatGPT said. One was the Yeti.
Oh.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. And the other one was the Blizzard.
No. I think of an ice cream. Would their logo be a cup of ice cream?
I look at those two and say, one thing I'm always a fan of, I always like it when a team, outside of the Minnesota Wild, by the way, freaking stupid. I like it when a team has a name that is singular, and it's not like the Coyotes.
Like the Avalanche.
The Avalanche. That's a great pull right there. Yeah. Good example. Yeah. Like I think those are kind of cool names because they're just unique. You don't get many teams that have those names. Anyway, so what's ChatGPT tells us?
Salt Lake Saints.
Dumb.
Wasatch Warriors?
Wasatch
Warriors.
Because the name, that's actually pretty dope. The mountain range, it's along the eastern side, the Wasatch Mountain Range.
So Wasatch Warriors.
Okay.
You're going to love this one. The Great Salt Lakers.
You know what? It makes applies. Sense, right? It applies.
Mountain Majesty.
Sounds like a lyric to a song, isn't it?
Salt Lake Slingers.
Slinging what? Are you sure it's not supposed to be? Oh, is it not the Salt Lake Swingers?
That might have broke someone. Upside down pineapples, the next one. No, yes. Rocky Mountain Rampage.
Nah, dumb. That's Colorado.
Salt Lake Summiters.
No, that's dumb.
Pioneer Pucksters.
Dumb. That's terrible. Oh, that's terrible.
I hope for Zach's sake that's what they pick.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
I want to see him rock a shirt that says the Pioneer Pucksters.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay, this... Desert is spelled how?
Deseret. It's going to be Deseret.
Deseret Drifters.
Okay. Dumb.
Okay. And the last one, rounding out the top 10, the Salt Lake Sliders.
Oh, what's the Sliders? Hamburgers? Is that what we're talking
Slingers
about?
Slingers and Sliders, buddy.
Those are terrible.
That's ChatGPT.
The Great Salt Lakers. Okay. Not good, but you know what? It applies. And what was the other one that I kind of liked that they said?
The Wasatch Warriors.
Wasatch Warriors. Okay. Okay. Not that one might be a little too regional. You know what I mean? That one might be a little too much. Deseret.
Okay. I asked for 10 more.
Oh, 10 more. Freak. Yeah.
So the Utah Blizzard.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Salt Lake City Storm. Rocky Mountain Rovers.
No.
Wasatch Wild.
Dumb. So get dumb. Wild out of here.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about. Salt Lake Sharpshooters.
Okay. Okay. Generic.
High Altitude Huskies.
No.
Salt Lake City Slapshots. Because it's
that's pretty bad, but
Pioneer Peak Pucks.
What?
That would be awesome. The triple P's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Pioneer Peak Pucks.
That's so bad.
Yeah, the Rocky Ridge Rebels.
Oh no,
and the Salt Lake Skaters. Peak
Pucks.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, ChatGPT.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. The Pike Peak. What was it? The Peak
Pioneer Peak or Pioneer Peak Pucker? Pioneer Peak Pucks? Is that what it was?
It was, but it would be so much better if it was the Pioneer Peak Puckers.
Yeah. ChatGPT is legit.
I'll also say this. Not a lot of good of options.
Well, even ChatGPT, which is artificial intelligence, can't come up with anything because... I mean, but the Wasatch Warriors is kind of cool.
I don't have a problem with that one.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I mean, at least, because one of the names that I've always thought was like, one, we have two names here that I feel like need to be used in Arizona, right? You know that Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Suns, said when he brings back a G League team, there's like a naming contest, right? And I actually put this on the list a long time ago when it first got announced. And I was like, we should come up with some names. I have two that I think would be freaking awesome that somehow only one team has actually utilized it. And that is the Phoenix Rising, the soccer club.
Yep.
I think it's awesome they use the name Phoenix because the city, Phoenix, is named after this awesome mythical creature. Why are we not using this more? Why are we not implementing it more? So I always thought
the Phoenix Rising, like coming up.
It's coming up out of the ashes.
It's well played.
It's a freaking sweet name. And the logo is pretty dope, too. Have you seen the logo? Pretty good. So I feel like we need to utilize that more. And the other one I thought was the Mesa Superstitions.
Oh, that's a big one.
It is. But the Superstition Mountains.
Oh, no, they're phenomenal.
Right there. And then I also feel like we need to utilize the Dreamcatcher a little bit more.
You know what I mean? Terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
No, but thanks.
Lean into that it, maybe.
That movie terrified me. I don't know. Ever since then, I don't like them. Like, I'm like, nope, I put one of those in my house ever.
Really?
That right there with the Chucky doll, bro.
Oh, yeah, Chucky doll's an absolute
no. When I first got married, my wife had this, like, it's a doll. Like a big, tall, stuffed doll. And it looked like it's a redheaded doll. Chucky.
That's disgusting.
Nope, burn it. No, thank you. Child's Play terrified me.
That's a hard pass. I don't know. I feel like we need to utilize the Phoenix Valley has a lot of cool things in it, right?
Yeah.
Utilize it more. I'm not saying call the next team the Saguaros. No one's going to pronounce that right. No one. And not only that, but it's like not exactly a team name. You know what I mean?
I had to remember how to – I had to ask how to spell Saguaro because you write it out right, and you're like, that
can't
look
be right.
Right.
Exactly. Like, Saguaro.
Saguaro.
Well, yeah, that
makes
right.
sense, but all right.
The JJ and Pug Show theme song was written, composed, and performed by Lane Hartman. Special thanks to Highland Communities for all the support given to our show. You can find the JJ and Pug Show podcast wherever you do listen to podcasts. Look us up on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Remember to share the show with your friends and family and subscribe wherever you do listen. If you're able to, please feel free to support us by sending a donation to us by going to ko-fi.com/the JJ and Pug Show. That is ko-fi.com/the JJ and Pug Show. Again, thank you so much, everybody, for all the support, whether that is by simply listening, whether that is sharing it with a friend, or giving us that sweet, sweet cash. We truly appreciate it all. Thank you so much.